Gimel Amid Aleph. The Rabba my taima lo yomar karava. Before we explained why Rava doesn't hold like Rabba, and now we're bothered, why does Rabba not learn like Rava? In other words, Rava gave a svara of ein eidim mitzuyin l'kaima. That sounds like a legitimate svara. No one disagrees with the mitzius that there is not going to be eidim mitzuyin l'kaima. No one disagrees with that reality. So if no one disagrees with that reality, so why is it that Rabba doesn't say the fanei neftam is there to make sure that the woman's going to be in good shape, that if the Baal is going to be Ma'arev, then we're not worried about getting validated, because the get has already been validated. The Rabba my time alo mekarava. Why does Rabba not wear my karava? Amar lechav, Rabba will say to you, in kain nisni b'fanei neftam. All we should have is b'fanei neftam. V'sulai, in other words, if the concern is whether these chasimas are valid, so once you say b'fanei nechtam, so then we know there were eidim who looked kosher. We have no reason to believe that they're not kosher. They have a cheskes kashrus. So then, in such a case, then you've taken care of all of Rava's concerns. B'fanei nechtav lamali. So then, why do you say b'fanei nechtav? Shmamina. So Rabba says it must be that Rava's wrong. And this is a critical point that we're showing that Rava is wrong. Rabba's agenda, that we'll get to in Tosis and Mirza Shem in the beginning of next week, Rabba's agenda is to show that Rava is wrong. So Shmamina b'inan l'shma. So if there's no reason for b'fanei nechtav according to Rava, the Rabba says must be your whole understanding is way off. It's way off. That's not the correct shot. V'Rava, so Rava says back, you know what, let's already write in the board. These are going to be the stages of the Gemara. So speak out to me, what is the reason that Rava doesn't hold of Rava? Cholek al Rava, Rava cholek al Rava, the Fanei Nechtav question mark. The Fanei Nechtav question mark. Okay, that's the first stage of the Gemara. So then the Gemara comes back, and the Gemara says, what's Rava going to say? The Rava medinu delisniachi. Really, you're right? Says Rava, ela de'imkein asu lechufe v'kim shtoris ba'alma de'peid echad. We're afraid that what's going to happen is, if you would just say b'fanei nechtam, people would get confused with Kim Shtaros in general, and thinking Eid Echad is going to be acceptable. Stage number two is Rava coming back. We're always going to start with the first name of the Amora. Rava comes back, and he says, Asi lichlufe b'kiyum Shtaros. Okay? That's step two. The Rava. Rabba says back, you think you're going to get confused? Me dummy. Hasam Yadinan over there, when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, Yadinan is acceptable. Hacha b'fanei. And here we say b'fanei nechta. Hasam over there, Isha lo mehemna. Hacha Isha mehemna. Over there, a woman is not believed when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros. Here a woman is believed. Hasam baldover lo mehemen. Hacha baldover mehemen. So that's why you're not going to come l'day echufe. Step number three, Rabba comes back and he says, lo asi l'echufe. And the reason he says lo asi l'echufe is hasam yaidina. Hacha b'fanei. Now I'm not going to write out anything else. And we're going to see in shortly, as Eliezer Shlomo pointed out in the Leinin Chabura, that the other reasons don't seem to be that important. We're going to explain according to Rashi, how to read every line according to Rashi, but that's not going to be as critical for the flow. Hasam yadinan, there when it comes to Kim Shtaros, you have yadinan. Here you say b'fanai nechta. Let's just go with a working pshat before we see any of the rishonim. We always try to do this when we learn b'iyun, is at least have a working pshat and then compare our working pshat to rishonim. So how would you learn? Hasam yadin hasa b'fanai. How would you be masbir? Yes, Yehuda?
That's
you need to explain to me. Hasam yadina. Hacha b'fanai.
Both those again have to do with it. Have to deal with the key of sharos. It's talking about the process.
So why would that be then now lo asil echlufei? Why would that show us lo asil echlufei? Afuch, the way you said it would be asil echlufei. Yes, Shmuel?
There, by all key of sharos, we say, they say yadinon to be mekayem shtar. But unique to the case of Gittin is the lashon of the lashon of b'fanai.
Okay, so there you say yadinon. Here you say b'fanai. Write down Shmuel Hass's shita. Shmuel Hass has put himself in an interesting corner. Not a bad corner, but an interesting corner. He says that when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, b'fanai would never be acceptable. And when it comes to get, yadinon would never be acceptable. And if that's so no one would ever come l'chlufei b'kiyum shtaros. In fact, if I had room on the board, I would put, we're eventually going to put down different shitas that we've shown them over here. Right? That's going to be the table. How each one of the Rishonim learned the Shach Levitarya. So if I had room, we would put Shmuel Hass over here on the top, along with Rashi and Taisis. That's an interesting pshat. It's an interesting pshat. Hasam yadinan, pacha b'fanai. Why is a Chavrusa, if you were learning with Shmuel, what would you say back to him? What would your response to him be, Eloi?
There's no way that b'fanai doesn't work by Kim Stars.
There's no way that b'fanai nechtav wouldn't work by Kiyum Shtaros. I expected Eloi to say something else. Write all this down. This is important. This is a great way to be paseach v'shitas harishayim. Exactly the way we're doing it now. That's what Eloi would say. If I was Shmuel's Chavrusa, I would have said the opposite. I would have said, you said that there's no way that b'fanai wouldn't work for Kiyum Shtaros. Maybe Tosis agrees with you. I would have said the opposite. I would have said that Yadinon should work for Kim, for Get as well. Because at the end of the day, what does Yadinon mean? Yadinon means that we know that the signatures are acceptable. What would you say back to me, Shmuel? You would say back to me.
Yadinon doesn't work.
Why? No, you gotta give me a reason. Because Rabba holds that's based on
Lishma.
Right? So Yadinan is vis-a-vis the signatures, but Yadinan isn't necessarily vis-a-vis Lishma. Ah, so maybe you are right. Maybe you're wrong. Okay, that's interesting. But either way, either you're right, it sounds like I'm wrong, but Eloi might also be right. Okay. That's Rabba coming back. V'Rabba Amar Lecha, it's critical that we keep in mind who's talking where. V'Rava Amalecha, and Rava is going to say to you, some might want to read. Go ahead. So Rava is defending Asi Lechlufei. Remember that. Asi, can Asi Lechlufei? Can Asi, etc., etc.? Why would it be Asi? Can someone read out the Gemara? Yaakov, go ahead. Rava Amalecha, Rava is going to say back.
Rava Amalecha, Rava would say to you, when if he said over here that we know that the signatures were okay, would he not be believed?
Yadina Milo Mehemni? Would Yadina not be believed?
It would be believed.
Kalashim Bitmi, of course it would be believed.
And since when they say that we know Mehemni that they believed, you're gonna come to be confused.
Right,
became stars. The regular stars.
Very good. Of course, Yadinan would be believed, and since Yadinan would be believed, then you'd be asil achlufe. Milo mehemni. Maybe I'll just add one more line to this. Va asil achlufe. Okay. Now, on Sunday, I want to pick up with some amazing diukim that Reb Chaim Tzvi made in Rashi. But I want to stay as focused as possible on this Nakuda. What does Rabba say? What does Rabba say back to him? What does Rabba say back to Rabba? What does Rabba say back to him? Everything else, there are some, these Rashis are beautiful. And Reb Chaim Tzvi had some really nice diukim, but I'd rather focus on the Minei Ubei in Rashi, not the chidush, every single possible chidush that we discussed in the Rashi, but to really understand what's the machlokas Rabba and Rabba. That was the first question I asked you when we learned our sugya. What is the nekudas ha-machlokas between Rabba and Rabba? And that takes a lot of amelos over here. Says Rashi, Im kein, the time of Mishum Kiyum Hu, if Rava is right, that's based on Kiyum, Befanai Nechtav Lomali, V'Rava, B'dinu D'Lolamay Mar Nechtav, you're right, really shouldn't say, El Mishum Achiyat Ruchu, Im kein, D'Lolamay Nechtav, Asa Lechlufay, if it's not going to say Nechtav, you're going to come to mix it up. Why? Here Rashi says, D'muchecha milsa d'likiyumi asi. What Rashi says, what's asi l'chlufe? Rashi, we're going to actually have two shitas within Rashi shortly. Rashi says, but over here it's one shita. Here Rashi is clear. Why would you be asi l'chlufe if you said just b'fanei nechtam? Then it would be obvious that it's coming to the Kiyume. Uman dechazi, Yaakov Tzvi asked. Why would it be man dechazi? So it would seem that Bezdin would get confused. And Bezdin themselves would begin to think that 1-8 is acceptable. Savar kol shtaros nami mechan mekayimi. Once you're mekayim get with 1-8, so too all kiyum shtaros. So Rashi learns that the chisaron of asi lechlufe is what Rashi describes as muchecha milsa. Rabbi say, what's muchecha milsa according to Rashi? What is the muchecha milsa? Dilikiyum asi. Dilikiyum. That's how Rashi learns. It's muchecha milsa lekiyum. Why is it mucha milsi? Because at the end of the day, what are you doing when you're saying b'fanei nechtam? You're being mekayim the get. Oh. Comes back Rabba, and Rabba says no. Ha'asom gabi kiyum shtoros yodim anu shezek savo edmu dekamri. When it comes to Kiyum Shtoros, we know that what the Edom are doing is testifying on the Ksav Edom. So the subject over here is when the Edom do Kiyum, they're testifying on the Ksav Yodom. Hacha b'fanai ka'amar. Here, you're doing b'fanai. V'loi kamuchecha milsa. And it's not muchecha milsa. What's going on in lo kamuchecha milsa? So we're responding directly to Rava's statement of muchecha milsa delikiyum. And he says, lo muchecha milsa. It's not obvious. It's not obvious. Rashi, lefi, hamar shav. Go into here. Rashi Lufia Marsha. Lo kamuchecha milsa. It's not obvious. I'll explain. You don't know what I mean by Marsha. I'll get there shortly. Lo kamuchecha milsa. It's not obvious. What's the response? What does this mean when we say lo muchecha milsa? What's that response? Lo muchecha milsa. What pashut pshat? Lo kamuchecha milsa. What's that? It's not obvious that's Lakium. Here I'm going to write in English, so that'll be clear. See, the moment I start writing in English, the marker doesn't like it. Not obvious, that's Lakium. It's not obvious that's Lakium. I know I'm writing a little small, I'm sorry. It's not obvious that's Lakium. That's the response. Reb Osai, what is the svar over here? What's the svar? Why is it not obvious as Lakium? Isn't that what B'fanei Nechtav does? Isn't B'fanei Nechtav say that this shtar is a good shtar? What does Rashi mean? It's not obvious that's l'kiyum. Yes, Zach? Oh, the words! The words! The words would make it obvious. The words itself. It's true that you're being mekayim the get. But no one would ever get confused, because when you hear the words b'fanai, then you know that it's... that's not a regular shtar. So what do we mean it's not obvious l'kiyum? What we really mean by that, what that really means is, it's not obvious l'kiyum because it's a get lashon. It's a get lashon. It's not obvious that it's not obvious that's kiyum because it's a lashon of get. Rabosai, let's now give the longus over here. By the way, let's take a look. I'll show you the Marashal says this. Let's take a look at the Marashal. The Chochma Shlomo in three or four words. Chochma Shlomo is under the Marashal. And he says, Rashi b'divrei Ramas, l'hokav b'fanei kamar v'lo kamucha milsa, kach tzorech lomar. You guys might have seen that there is some who have the girsa v'kamuchecha milsa, right? The Marashal's girsa is v'lo kamucha milsa. In a moment, we're going to put Rashi according to the Masoras Hashas. So what is lo kamucha milsa? Says the Chochma Shloima, v'nira be'enai, perush, what does the Marashal mean? That it's not obvious that it's coming l'kiyum because people just think about it in terms of a lashon a get. Okay. So the lashon shows us get, and therefore people will never think, oh, the same would apply to kiyum shtaros. Rabosai, I want to make a very important lamdus shadiyuk. This is the interface. Some people think that lamdus is simply call a Torah kula inyan echadu, like Rasak Shlita spoke about yesterday in a beautiful shir. And some people think that you make the yukim and that's something else. The two go together. This subtle girsa, whether the girsa is going to be kamuchecha milsa or below kamuchecha milsa, might get to the yisod of what b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam is. That's a big, big, big shaila. How does b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam work? It's going to be one of our, I think, might be a very important reference point as we go on and learn. According to the Lashon, lo kamuchecha milsa, why won't people get confused? Because it's not obvious that it's kiyum. At the end of the day, does Rashi, according to this girsa, hold that b'fanai nechtam is a form of kiyum?
Yeah, because it's not obvious.
That's right. According to Rabba, what will emerge is that you're being mekayim the get. You're making the get kosher by saying b'fanai nechtam. The only thing is, we're not afraid of asa l'chufa because of different lashon. But really, the yisod that Rashi said above, de muchecha milsa de l'kiyume kasi, is correct both according to Rava and according to Rabba. Okay? So, the problem is, how am I going to find space over here? I think, I want to try to get everything on the board. I think what I'm going to do is it's kashert that we're just going to have to take up more space for Rashi according to Marashal, and that's a sign that we might not be able to get Tosis on the board this time. And that is the Yisod, let's call it the Lamdus. The Lamdus, according to Rashi Lefi the Marashal, is the Yisod that will emerge is that B'fanai Nechtav is a Kiyum in the get. So b'fanai nechta mikayim haget. That's the yisod. Do we have another marker? If I put it in black, then it'll be even clearer. But we don't have another marker.
That's okay. It's fine.
Everybody see what I'm doing? This is the lomdus. This is the svara. Maybe let's do it. Let's call it svara. Let's not call it lomdus. This is the svara.
Highlighter work?
No, but you have to make sure it's erasable. So that's the yisod. Okay, that is according to the Marsha. Rabosai, what's the other girsa according to Rashi? What's the other girsa according to Rashi? Masoris Hashah says, Kamuchicham Nosa. Okay. So what is that teretz? Rashi, according to the Masoris Hashas. What's going to be that teretz, Rashi, according to Masoris Hashas? That the Gemara answers, according to Rabbah, Muchacham Milsa. And what's Muchacham Milsa going to be? It's obvious that what?
It's not Kiyam.
Oh, very good. That's closer to what you read. Now I know why you spoke up, because you like Masar Sashas, because that's the way you were thinking. You didn't want to help us when it came to the Marshal, because you disagree. Comes along the Masar Sashas and he learns very differently. Hasam Yadinon Hacha Bifanai. Over there it's Yadinon, here it's Bifanai. It's Muchacha Milsa. It's obvious that what? What's the pshat going to be according to the Masar Sashas? What's Muchacha Milsa? The word then Muchacha Milsa is going to be contrasted to the original Muchacha Milsa, right? Rashi said in Rava Asi Lichlufei De Muchacha Milsa De Likiyumi Asi. It's Muchacha Milsa that this is coming Likiyumi. It's obvious. So what does Rabbah come back and say? Rabbah says, Hacha b'fanei kamar u'muchacha milsa. What's muchacha milsa? That this is an entirely different halacha of verification. That this is a halacha in which is a unique halacha in regards to get. Muchacha milsa hasam yadinan hacha b'fanai is not whether it's muchacha milsa or not that you're going to get confused with kiyum shtaros. It's muchacha milsa, it's obvious that this has nothing to do with kiyum shtaros. B'fanai, here is the svara. B'fanai, nechtav, has nothing to do with Kiyum Shtaros. So now, what's the lomdus of the machlokis between the Marshal's Girsa and Rashi and the Masoris Hashas's Girsa and Rashi? Benji, you with me? Be honest. You can say that you're not if you're not feeling well. Is there anything I could help in terms of repeating? Okay. What's the lomdus over here in the machlokas between the Masoris Hashas and the Marshal? What's the yisod of that machlokas? And with this, I'm going to stop. And if there's anything that's not clear, even the boys who only had a day to prepare for the sugya, stop me and tell me what's not clear to you. What would be the yisod in that machlokas between those two girsos? Yes, Eloy?
Lefi the Marshal, Bifanai comes to be Mekayim Get. And Lefi, Masoris Hashas, Bifanai is not even Mekayim Get.
That's right. You said beautifully. It's going to be a Chakira within Shitas Rabbah. What's happening when you say Bifanai Nechta, Bifanai Nechta? According to the way the Marshal rule says it, the only issue is whether it's Muchacha Milsa that you're Mekayim the Get or not being Muchacha Milsa. But everybody agrees, both Rabbah and Rava agree, that it's called Kiyum. And you have Perek Beis and Maseches Ksubis, that we have Kiyum Shtaros, And you have Perek Aleph and Gintin, where you have Kiyum Aget. It happens to be Mishum Eguna, Kilu Bar Rabbanan. But it's the same Takonim and Rabbanan. You're being Mekayim it, even according to Rabba. While according to the Mesaris HaShas, the Mesaris HaShas learns, Hasam Yedinan Hacha Befanai, Vimuchacha Milsa, it's going to be obvious to everybody that Hasam Yedinan Hacha Befanai, that they're entirely two different things. It's going to be obvious that they're entirely two different things. Why is it obvious that it's two different things? Because one is Yediyah, and one's called Befanai. Alright, I need to understand. Why is that all of a sudden obvious that they're two different things? Could someone explain to me? Hasam Yadina Acha Befanai, they're entirely two different things. Why are they entirely two different things? What's the pshat? What's the Omek HaDofer? Why is it that they're two different things? Yes, Yaakov?
Because if it's Befanai, then it's Befanai, so we're sure that it was the B'tin Nishma. If it was Yedinon, then a case you know,
very
you think
good.
You know, but you know for sure.
In many ways, the Mesaris HaShas in Svara is very, very beautiful. Befanai Nechtam, according to Rabba, has absolutely nothing to do with being a Kayim Ashtar. What's Befanai Nechtam all about? It's Lishma. What does Lishma have to do with being Mekayim? It has nothing to do with Kiyum Shtaros. Why? Because Befanai Nechtav is verifying Lishma. That's the role. It's just to simply verify Lishma. And therefore, the Lashon of Yadinon and Befanai itself would indicate to everybody that we're talking about two different things entirely. That one is talking about Lishma, that's why you say Befanai. In contrast to Kiyum Shtaros, Alochin Chasimis. Who's the Chiddush over here? The Marshal, the Girsa in front of us is the Chiddush. In terms of Svara, how would I have learned? I would have learned like Rabba, like the Svara Zashas Bidas Rabba. Rabba is a Basundara Alocha, it's nothing to do with Kiyum. But according to the Marshal's Girsa, what comes out is that even Rabbah, on Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbah says, Befanai Nechtam is a way of verifying the Shtar. It's a form of Kiyum Shtaros, even according to Rabbah. And that's going to depend on whether you have a Loi or not. Three letters, all the difference in the world. The Yesodos of what Befanai Nechtam is depends on two Girsos according to Rashi. Are we going to agree with this when we get to Daf Ches, Daf Tes, Daf Yud? I have no idea. But as of now, this is Amita Shel Torah. No Jew will be left behind. Who needs help? I also needed help. In a way, I'm very thankful that you guys didn't show up on Tuesday, because it was good for me to have some more time to work on the Siddur. Yes, David?
According to the Marshal, it says, Lo Kamuchim Masid, he's saying Rabbis. He's not.
Rabba's
not concerned with Lishma at all anymore.
No, Rabba, of course. Kulei Alma's moda. Rabba holds, but Befanai Nechtam is vis-a-vis Lishma. Yeah. That everybody agrees with.
Like Rabba is slave to Rabba. Rabba's agreement.
Wait. Let's. Before we get to Rabba is slave to Rabba. As of now, the Gemara doesn't know it. Okay. You want a cheshbon? Rabba is slave to Rabba. That's what Talmidim want to do with me. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to try. But before we get to Rabba is slave to Rabba. At the end of the day, everybody agrees, Rabba Islay de Rabba. The Ainu that the Befanai Nechtav is Lashma, right? So Im Kain, so what, according to the Maharshal, what's the Vart of Lashma? What's the Vart of Befanai Nechtav? So really, Befanai Nechtav is being Mekayim, the Shtar, as a Shtar get. And telling us that this Shtar is a get that is kosher. That's what it is. It's telling us that it's a kosher shtar get. Wait just a second. And then, the Gemara is teretz. The Gemara cannot learn like the Mesaris HaShas, which was closer, I think, to the way that Shmuel wanted to learn. That Yadinon is one parsha. That's Kiyum Shtaros. Befana is an entirely different parsha. No, see, he says that muchach milsa is just whether it's muchach milsa, whether you're being mekayim or not. Once you say befana, people will not think of this as kiyum, even though be'emes it is. That's the critical deal. That be'emes it is. If you need to see it again on the board, that it's not obvious that it's a kiyum. That's the only point. That's not obvious that it's a kiyum. But it really is, at the end of the day, it's a form of kiyum. In contrast to the Masoras HaShas, the Gemara is saying that there's something fundamentally different that's taking place when you have a fine. This is probably the most subtle point we've made the whole Zman. Probably the most subtle diuk that we made the whole Zman. And so I don't hold anybody accountable that if you want to ask and clarify until you understand what we're saying. Normally I take two questions and then I say, work on it on your own. But over here, it's a subtle point, and if you're not used to these type of diukim, then this could be very foreign. So I want to take all the questions in the house, bli neder, and only then move on. There's some sugyas that it's obvious. It's obvious either it's chazik isura works like the other works like this or works like that. That's very straightforward to understand. How to make the diuk in Rashi and what is the totsah, the diuk in Rashi, that's something that's very, very important. Both things are very, very important. But that's something that takes a little bit more time to get used to. Yes, you delay.
According to the Marshal, because he's saying it's not an obvious game, but it's who would be the one confused?
The Marshal says that the one, according to Rabba at the end, no one's going to be confused.
No one's going to be confused.
Rabba learns that people are going to get confused. Rabba says, lo asu l'chlufe. They're not going to get confused.
No, but in Guman Fazi, the one who sees it.
That's Rabba. Yes, Shlomo. Don't be embarrassed to ask any question. If there's a word in Rashi, forget about the Marashal and the Soros HaShas. Anything. Ain't a bayish and loyme. Yeah, go ahead.
Is the Talmud Chamilsa in Hagos
Yonit? I learned before there was such a thing called a Hagos Yonit. And my grandfather's Gemara for sure didn't have Hagos Yonit. And the Masoras HaShas for sure didn't have that Gosim. I don't know what that Gosim says. Although you should know, I'm not going to try to prepare with those other Gemara, just to make sure. But this is the Masoras HaShas's Girsa, okay? What that Gosim says is not so important once the Masoras HaShas himself.
Where
do you see the Masoras HaShas? So in my grandfather's Gemara, it says right next to the Rashi, it says, Svarim Acherim V'Kamuch Chamilsa. And let me just add Hamevin Yavin.
Oh, that's what it says.
Yeah, okay, but I'm saying that's called the Masoras HaShas. The Masoras HaShas was written by a tremendous Talmud Chacham called Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. He was the one who knew Shas, and every time the Gemara, there was a cross-reference to another Gemara, he knew where all the Gemaras were. So he writes down, that's the Masoras HaShas. That existed for 250 years. So Rabbi Yeshaya Pick wrote down Svar Macherim Kamucha Chamilsa. Svar Macherim is Kamucha Milsa. Why? And just to repeat again, Shmuel Svar is the simple pshat. That Hacha Befanai has nothing to do with Kiyum. That's the Pasha pshat. According to the Marshal, according to the gears in front of us, we got to say something wild. That really it's the same thing. But it's not Kamuch Chamilsa, and therefore you won't come L'Kiyum. I just want to show about, just since you asked, the Rashash. This is Amevin Yavin. The Rashash comes along, and the Rashash says, I like the Girsa of whom? I like the Girsa that's in front of us, Rabbi Yeshaya Pick is wrong. Let's take a look at the Rashash. The Rashash says that Girsa is incorrect. This is Amevin Yavin. Keep on being Amal and Rashi if you're confused by something. I just want to show, for those who are interested, the Rashash on our Gemara. It's in the Rashash is in the Likutei Mefarshim. And he says, am I right? Do I remember the Rashash correctly? V'loka kamilcha kamilsa. Ki hachi girsa yishana v'ki hachi b'rashal v'ikar. The correct girsa is not like the way Rabbi Yeshaya Pick wanted to change it. And he adds, "Dechein mashma midvarav le'il Shekasav de Muchicha Milsa. He's saying very sharp, the Rashash. The Rashash says, originally we said Bidas Rava, Muchicha Milsa. So Rava's going to reject Rava. So what's he going to say? He's going to say the exact opposite. He's going to say Lo Muchicha Milsa. How could you have the Girsa Ka Muchicha Milsa? Rava's rejecting Rava. So why would you have the Girsa Muchicha Milsa again? Rava's whole point was Muchicha Milsa, and Rava's going to agree to Muchicha Milsa. It doesn't make any sense. But Vameivin Yavin, according to this pshat, that says that Muchicha Milsa is not addressing the Asu Lichlufei Bikiyum Shtaros, but Muchicha Milsa is saying that's Muchicha Milsa, that the Fanai Nechtav is a totally different thing, as Shmuel said. So then, in such a case, then you can defend that Girsa Muchicha Milsa. But the Rasha says, the Pashtus is, that Rava says Muchicha Milsa, according to Rashi, and then Rava's going to say back, Loka Muchicha Milsa. But that's the oimik of the Masoras HaShas's pshat. And the yisoid of that machlokes might get at the core of whether you look at you're being mashuvah the shtar, are you be, is it a takonim in the Rabban, you need to show that the shtar is kosher, or is the takonim in the Rabban, just to make sure that was written l'shma, l'may nafkamina, that we have to wait for. You have to remind me. And 3 months from now, whether we have a nafkamina, whether you say it this way, you say it that way. But right now we're learning Rashi. So let's continue. Questions? Yes, Sean.
So we're saying, according to the Marshallis, we say the low come, that would mean the get, that Yetina would not be accepted by
yet? According to the Marshall, the low come Muchicha Milsa is saying that in this case it's not obvious that's Kium Shtaros. And
what's
then we added.
Yeah?
What?
What's not? What's not Kium Shtaros?
No, Befanei Nechtav. The subject here is Befanei Nechtav. Befanei Nechtav is not Muchicha Milsa.
And the other way would be saying that.
The other way is saying that it's Muchicha Milsa, that this has nothing to do with Kiyum Shtaros at all. We're showing that the woman is divorced because the get was written Lashma. We're not being machshir. The chiluk between the two is, are you being machshir the Chafetza shall get, or are you being machshir the Gerushin? Kiyum Shtaros says that the Shtar is a Shtar Kosher. Okay. Yes, Yosef.
According to Marshall,
The Marshal, our diuk is like this. The Marshal says it's not Muchicha Milsa that's Kiyum Shtaros. But at the end of the day, is it Kiyum Shtaros? Yes, it's just not Muchicha Milsa that's Kiyum Shtaros. So Mashma that Befanei Nechtav is a form of Kiyum Shtaros, according to the Marshal. Is a form of Kiyum Shtaros. By far the most subtle deal we've made. It's subtle, and I wanted to let the Talmidim think about it a little more. Let's keep on moving now. Eloy, you understood, so I'm gonna ignore you because you understood. Says Rashi. Oh, so Rashi's Hachisha Mehemna and Baal Dovar Mehemin. Let's do them. And one of the Talmidim said very well. Zach said, well, it should be obvious. And Reb Chaim Tzvi's Hasber, we'll get to Mirtz Hashem later on. Hacha Isha Mehemna, another difference is the woman's belief in Mevi'a get the Chaverta. Vamra Befanei Nechta, Mehemna, she's believed, Kedisnan Beperek Bey, some of the Talmidim did not read this properly. Like it says, on Daf Chot Gimel Abeis, Af HaNoshim Shei Ne'emonis Lomar Meis Baleen, Ne'emonos Lomar Befanei Nechta. The Mishnah says that a woman is even believed, despite the fact that she's not believed to say that a man died, in terms of the sugyas of Iguna, she's going to believe to say Befanei Nechtav. Baal Dovar, we also said that over there, the Baal Dovar is not believed by Kiyum Shtaros. Osa Shemotzi Ashtar Veshtar Shalom. What Rashi is defining, what is a Baal Dovar? That is the guy that takes out the Shtar. Hacha Baal Dovar Mehema, but here the Baal Dovar is believed. Hayisha Atzma Mivias Kitim Dinas Hayom, B'Torah Shlichus. If a woman is bringing her get, Torah Shlichus, we explained in Lein Chaburah that the reason why Rashi says Torah Shlichus is that at times a woman's going to bring in her get, say, look, I'm divorced. No. Here she's a Shliach. What does that mean, she's a Shliach? Kigon da Amar la Baila. If her husband said, Al tiskar shibay ela bebez, then don't divorce me. Don't be divorced, excuse me. Except in Bezdin. Ubelvad shetei tzvichalom ar b'fan nechtam, fanay nechtam. So then the halacha is that the woman is allowed to say, my husband made me a shliach to bring the get to Bezdin, And then she just has to say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. And we, there we see that the halacha is about Dover's belief. So when a Talmid asks an obvious question, has an obvious answer. What's the difference between Isha and Baal Dover? We just got through saying that Isha is believed. So now we're saying also that Isha is believed. What's the answer? Very good, Ari. When we're talking about Baal Dover Mehemen, it means the woman herself. Isha is any Isha that's a shliach on their behalf. Okay, that's obvious. Comes back Rava. Now we want to focus on this. Comes back Rava. Ata hacha ki amar yodeyani milo mehemet. Says Rava back to Rava. So what did Rava say? Rava said, "Hasam yadinon hacha befana." We pointed out, Eliezer Shlomo pointed out in Lein Chabur that Tosis Dibar Maskul Kivon says that if you just get rid of Hasam Yedin Acha B'Fanai, the other Nafkeminas are far-fetched, and then already you'll be Asil Echlufei B'Shkiyum Shtaros. So all Rav is going to attack, that's the bottom Tosis, Dibar Maskul Kivon. All Tosis is going, I'm not going to do that. Says Tosis, all, says the Gemara, Rava, all I need to do, based on Tosos, is show that this distinction of Yadinon and Befana is not correct. And then, what's going to happen again? Then you will be Asi Lechlufi B'Kiyum Shtaros. That's the agenda. Says Rashi. Atu ki hacha ki yomer yadiyani milo mehem. What's the word hacha mean? Gerishin. Why Gerishin? If the guy says, Yodan, is he not believed? Says Rabba back. Ho will ulidi day taima. Now what's ulidi day? What's the subject of ulidi day according to Rashi? Beautiful. You guys are learning well. Rava. Ho ulidi day mishum taima mishum kiyuma. If Rava holds that the Vart is based on kiyum, iomar yodea ni b'chasimis yidei eidim milo mehemen. Of course, all you need to do is recognize the shtar. Demali b'fanai mali yodea ni. Who cares about whether he says Bafanai or Yodea? The purpose is the same thing, to be Mekayim the Chasimas. The Kiyun Da'achihu. And since that's correct, Ilav de Matzrichina Nami Aksiva, if you would only say Bafanai Nechtav and not Bafanai Nechtav, Titehavi Heker Ben Gittin L'Shtaros, you can make a difference between Gittin and Shtaros, otherwise they're exact same thing. B'fanai is l'kiyum, and yadinan is l'kiyum. Asi l'chluve b'kiyum shtaros dam l'kaminu be'yachan, that's why you have a fine nechta. Not for the reason you, Rabbi, said, because you need l'shma, you don't need l'shma. It's because asi l'chluve b'kiyum shtaros, because the exact same thing. That's the response. Rabbosai, according to whom does this work better? Rashi according to the Marshal, or Rashi according to the Maseiros HaShas? Let's see. Let's all think for a minute. I need to think myself. I had a cheshbon that once before. Let's think. You're right, Tech. Rashi according to Maseiros HaShas. According to Rashi, Lefi the Maseiros HaShas, which is actually very interesting, because Maseiros HaShas is the one that changed the girsa. The Rashat Marshal says, the Rashash says that the Hemshech of Rashi is Mashma, like the Marshal had said it. But in terms of Pshat of Gemara, Lechura, Rava comes back and he retorts to Rava. The Rava, you said, it, all it's doing is verifying Lishma. So Rava comes back and says, doesn't verify Lishma. It doesn't verify Lishma. It's Kiyum. And therefore, the exact same thing as Kiyum Shtaros. Yeah. Because what's... Wait. No. You might have to work hard in Chazara. Says the Maseiros HaShas, says, according to Maseiros HaShas, is Pshat, Rava comes back, and Rava says, I'm cholik on you. I disagree with you. You're saying that the vort of Vafanai Nechtav is there because of Lishma, and therefore it's obvious. Hasam Yadin Acha Vafanai. I, Rava, say no. back into Rava's words in the Gemara. Says Rashi, Lindy Day! According to Rava's own Svara, Rava says, you, Rava, are ridiculous. You're bringing out Lishma? That's ridiculous. It's there for Kiyum. And if it's Kiyum, it's the exact same thing, and that's also the Chufa. So according to this way of learning, and we're calling this Rashi Aliba the Masaris Hashas, the Shakla Vatariya brings us back to a fundamental machlokis between Rava and Rava. According to Rava, it's Kimat Borur, that Rava holds that the Fanenechtam is a Kiyum in the Shtar. It's the exact same thing as Kiyum Shtaros. Notice where it's Rashi. Hold the day time of Mishum Kiyuma. The Svar is Mishum Kiyuma. So Rava said, it's not Kiyum. Hasam Yadin and Hacha Befanai, there are two different worlds. And what is the pshat that Hacha Befanai, it's Halach and Lishma? Says, Rava, you're wrong. Yadina would also be acceptable. There's no difference, according to Rava, whether you say Yadina Befanai. Why? That's the Nafkamina. There's no difference. The Nafkamina between Rava and Rava, according to Rashi's Girsa, Lefi, the Masaris Hashas, there's no difference whether you say Yadi, Yodati, Yodeani, versus Bafana Nechta. They're the exact same thing. Mamishki Mashtaris. Only thing is, according to Rashi Lefi the Maharshal, by the way, if somebody didn't understand why this is taught in the Maharshal Masaris Hashas, just know this, write this down. And that is, write this down, that what's going to come out is, according to Rashi, Rava and Rabba Shakla Vatariya are whether Hasam Yadin and Hacha Befanai are the same things or different. That machlokis of whether it's the same things or different is whether Befanai Nechtav is a function of Kiyum Shtaros or no. It's a halach and verifying Lishma of the Get. That's going to be the machlokis between Rabba and Rava. So we learned, according to Masaris Hashas, Rabba says they're fundamentally different. Rav al Pishitasa retorts back, no, that's what Befanai Nechtav is. So of course, Asi Lechlufe. The only thing is, I'm stuck according to the Maharshal. Rashash says the Ikrib Shah, simple reading of the Gemara. What's a simple reading of the Gemara? Simple reading of the Gemara is that Rava says it's Muchich HaMilsa. That's a Kiyum Shtaros, and therefore Asa L'chlufe. Rabba comes back and says, it's lo Muchach HaMilsa, because there's Hasam Yadin and Hacha Befanai. Explains the Maharshal, that since you say the word Befanai, people will never come to confuse it. It really is the same thing. But people won't come to confuse it. But it really is Kiyum Shtaros, even according to Rabba. You're being Mekayeh, that this is a Chetza Shtar Get L'shma. You're being Mekayeh Tzachetzah Shtar Get Lishma. And then Rava comes back. And what's Rava say? Here, if you say Yadinan, of course, it's the exact same thing. Of course you're going to be believed. And what does Rava hold? Rava also holds Yadinan. What does Rava hold? Rava also holds that the halacha is that it's Kiyum. So what does Rashi mean? Hoel udidei time mishum kiyum hu. Iyomar yodeni b'chsiv yedei milo mehemen. Would he not be believed? Of course he'd be believed. Even according to Rabba, at first glance, one should say he'd be believed. Because it's Yadina. Yadina, you're being mekayim, that the shtar is good. So Rava's going to say, b'fanai, if he holds that's kiyum, it's going to work. And if it's Yadina, it's Kiyum, it'll work. But Rabba holds that Befanai is a form of Kiyum, but Yadinan is not going to work. Why not? What does Rashi mean? Only according to Rabba, because it's Likiyumen. We were Masbir that even according to Rabba, Lefina Marashal, it's also Likiyumen. So the answer is obvious. The answer is that according to Rava, you need to be Mekayim the Chasimos. According to Rava, you have to say, Befanai Nechtav Lishma. It's true that at the end of the day, once you make it Lishma, it's considered a Kiyum Hashtar like everything else. But according to Rava, all you have to do is verify the signatures. According to Rava, you also have to do what? you have to show that it's lishma. Once, according to Rabbi, you have to show it's lishma. So then, by definition, you're not going to come lichlufe, because Rava is saying back the following. Rava is saying that once you have to say b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam, then it becomes obvious that this is a different form of kiyum. This is an entirely different form of kiyum. It's not the exact same kiyum. According to Rabba. According to Rabba, once you say b'fanai nechtam, it's obvious that this is a different form of kiyum. And Rabba says no. Rabba says that b'fanai nechtam is the exact same form of kiyum. There's no difference between the two. That's what Rabba's time is. It would seem to me that Rabba says back to Rabba that I hold that there's no difference between b'fanai nechtam at all. While Rabba says there still is a difference because it's there to create lishma. So according to the Marashal, Eina chinami, b'fanai nechtam is there to create a kiyum ashtar. But that kiyum ashtar that's being created is through the lishma. Once there's a kiyum ashtar that's being created lishma, so then in such a case, it's a different form. In such a case, it's a different form. It's lo kamucha milsa. While Rava says, what do you mean? It's lo kamucha milsa. Rava says, no. Holo di day time mishum kiyuma. I hold that this is exactly the same thing. This is the exact same thing. If it's the exact same thing, so then there's absolutely no difference between b'fanai yidina. Why? Because according to Rava, b'fanai is being mekayim the chasimos, and Rava is being cholik because b'fanai is being mekayim the lishma on the get. That's the machlokes. Okay, that's step number one. Now let's start according to Tosos. Now what I'm going to do with you now in Tosos is we're going to see Tosos' sheet of how he read the Shachlatariya. What we're going to do is continue on these four stages according to Tosos. Bezer Hashem, next week we'll start within the Shachlatariya of Rashi and Tosos. I prefer to keep questions for now because I want to start the Talmidim off. Hacha b'fanai. We will not do Asi and Shir. You guys should be able to do it on your own. It's a straightforward Tosos. If you got stuck, please come over to me. Okay? If anybody wants us to do, I have a Leni Chabur, do it 9:30 in the morning on Sunday or something like that, it'll be my pleasure. Says Tosos. Hacha b'fana. So according to, we're now in the Teretz of Rabba. Rabba says, Hasam Yadina, Hacha b'fana. Avol Yodati. Now, Yisrael pointed out to me that the Tosa Rosh's Girsa is Avol Yodanu. Okay? And the reason for that we're going to see in the Marasha next week. Hacha b'fanai. Avol Yodanu ein mod. But Yodanu wouldn't work. V'taymam, what's the reason? Dikisha omar b'fanai nechta v'nechtam. If a person is claiming b'fanai, I saw everything, so then he's putting himself out more than Yadinan. What's Yadinan? Yadinan is, I recognize the signatures, I know that these are the signatures. If I'm saying b'fanai nechtam, so then I'm saying, I know that this is kosher. Mora nafshe, so he has a stronger believability, kishamar b'fanai nasakob, v'hu lo roa. And if it turns out he's lying, then that's worse, mikishi yomar yadati. Pashat Shad and Tosis, what Tosis is saying is, if a person says, I recognize the signatures, okay, he thought he recognized the signatures. It turns out he was lying, so sometimes it sounds like this, sometimes it sounds like that. Here he says, I was there. It's like Immanuel Yisem. The guy say, Edom Zomen is much worse than regular Eid Sheker. He says, I was there, and it turns out he wasn't there. That's much worse. So Rabosai, according to Tosfos, what's the omek, what's the depth of Rabba's response, Hasam Yadinan Hacha B'fanai? According to Tosas, what's that response? Again, let's review. Rava says, Asi l'chlufe, b'kiyum shtaros. Rava says back, no, lo asi l'chlufe. Hasam yadinan, hacha b'fanai. What's Rava saying? Why would it be that we would not be asi l'chlufe, b'kiyum shtaros, according to Tosas? Yes, Eliezer?
Is it because if you say b'fanai nefta, that's you're being there, you're not going to lie. Are you'll be looked at like a full like the Edom Zomim, but if you just say I need yodea, then you look like then it's not so bad. And according to Rava, therefore you might get it switched up.
According to if you're going to say yodati according to Rava, then you're going to end up looking worse, not that better. According to Rabba, if you're lying when you say that, you're going to end up looking worse.
But we're
being Masbir Rabba now. This is Rabba. How would Rabba, according to Tosos, was Hasam Yadin Hacha Befana, and therefore we're not going to be Asi L'chlufe B'kiyum Shtaros? How do we understand that? Yes, Yaakov too.
Is it that Yadina won't work for doing the Shliach? When we say
speak out why?
Because he's not. He doesn't get made a guy because he's not going to be believed.
Right. Good.
So when he says the final, we know it's talking about gay. Yadina is only going to be ever a normal Kiyum Shtaros. So, yeah.
Correct. Correct. Good. Tosas, good. You said all right. I'm going to call on you the next step as well. Oh. Says Tosas like this. Hasam Yadina Nacha the final. That Rabba's says that b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta has nothing to do with kiyum shtaros. Why? Because get requires a higher threshold of ne'monos. A higher threshold. We need to be the point where the guy is saying, Hayisi shama, mashal ma'adar adome. You better stick around for after Pesach. Imanu ayisem for makos, right? It's much worse. The Gemara says that zmama is like a worse type of lie than a regular sheker. He says he was there, he wasn't even there. This guy says, b'fanai! Na yadina b'fanai! That's a higher threshold than that monos. That's what Rabba holds. That you have a higher threshold than that monos. Mashma. Rava, who disagrees, what's Rava going to say back? What's Rava's response to number 4? Let's continue on. Taisis again, Dibar Maschel Atu. Again, we're going to re-attack Emir Tzeshem with the old Taisis and with all the Shakla Vitaria. But now, we're learning Taisis according to the Hezber of the Gemara. So Rava said, Hasim Edina Acha Befanai. Oh, by the way, before we even go on, Yakutzi, we need something more. So what does that have to do with Asi L'chlufe and Lo Asi L'chlufe? Why is it now that when it comes to get, you're not going to be Asi L'chlufe B'kiyum Shtaros? What is, why?
B'fanai is exclusively lashon with get.
Right? So, okay.
So you know when they want something else for the get needs something else compared to normal get.
Okay, I would say, go even a step further, that what's Tosas saying, I would go a step further. Tosas is saying, this has nothing to do with Kiyum. Rabba responds, this has absolutely nothing to do with Kiyum Shtaros. Because when we're talking about Kiyum Shtaros, all you need is Yadinan. Get, according to Rabba, is not Kiyum. Oh, now we have a Yisoy Machloikis, Rashi and Taisis. Rashi, according to the Marshal, holds that B'fanai Nechtam, even according to Rabba, is Kiyum. According to Tosos, Rabba holds absolutely not. Rabba right here is rejecting the whole equation to Kiyum Shtaros. And he's saying because B'fanai says a higher threshold, and therefore it clearly doesn't resemble Kiyum Shtaros at all. It's not halacha on Kiyum Shtaros. It's not Kiyum Shtaros. Because if it would be Kiyum Shtaros, then Yadina would be acceptable. Comes back Rava. And Rava says what? Rava says, what do you mean? Yadinan, it's going to work. V'rava amar l'cha atu ki acha ki amar yadina milay mehemni. If the guy says Yadinan, guy or guys, says Yadinan, so then in such a case, of course it's going to be believed. What would I expect Tosis to say over here? What's the response? Rava holds that the halacha is that this is kiyum shtaros. Vameivin yavin, the exact same way Rashi learned the machlokas Rabba Rava lefi the Masoras Hashas. That's what I would have expected Tosis to say. That Tosis says that I would have expected Rava to say no. That's because you assume that the halacha is lishma. And when it comes to lishma, there you have, for some reason, a higher threshold has nothing to do with kiyum shtaros. But Rava holds that it works as kiyum shtaros, and therefore asa lechlufa be kiyum shtaros. Tosis quotes Rashi, and he says that's the pshat according to Rashi. But maybe in Yavin it would sound like that. This is a raif that Tosis learning at the Masoras Hashas, not like the Marshal. That's how maybe in Yavin. I'm not even convinced myself about that. So kal v'chomer. By the way, I'm too exhausted from the sugya to focus on halacha. So what we're going to do is we'll go on for another 5 minutes. This is a drenching sugya. It's not. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop 5 minutes early and just prepare ourselves just to let our minds rest. This is one of our most intense sugyas. Comes along Tesis, and Tesis says, I just can't. It's the mamish sahut. So Tosis says like this. Tosis says that Rabba comes back and said, Hasam Yadinan Hacha Bifanai. And Rava says, no, here's Kiyum Shtaros. So Tosis quotes Rashi, Kirish Bukun, just hold it, daytime Mishum Kiyuma, Mali Bifanai, Mali Yodani. There should be no difference between Bifanai and Yodani, because it's all about Kiyum. Mashma Shiratzalom, the Shliach Mehem and Kiyomer Yodani. Rashi is Mashma, Halacha Lamaisa. Rashi holds, according to Rava, not only can you say fun nechta fanat, you can say yodea. By the way, write that in within Shitas Rashi. We didn't emphasize it. Tosis was the one who drove it home. It's clear in Rashi, but let's just emphasize it. According to Rashi, the nafgamina between Rava and Rava in our sugya is whether yodeani is going to work in Ilchus Kitten. Because Rava says, it's Kiyum Shtaros, says, of course it's going to work. Now Tosis has three questions. One of Tosis' questions is, then why in all of Perek HaMevi Get do we never see Yodeani? Must be Rashi's wrong. Amongst other kashas, which we'll Be'ezer Hashem get to next week. But now we're building the Shakla V'Tarya Aliba L'Rashi Aliba L'Tosis. The graph has to be clear. The chart has to be clear. Comes along Tosis and he says Rashi's wrong. For that reason, one of three reasons, we never see Yadinan as being a nemonis for Bifanei Nechtav. V'nir ezokte eligetesis. Two lines before Kivan. Diyodati loy me'emna afilu rava. Ad sheyomar Bifanei Nechtav fanechtav mishum d'diye tvei. Kedip perash. Yodati will only be nemon if you have two Mufana Nechta Fanechta will only be Neman if, when it comes to get, with one person. Why? Because he's Medayik Tfe. So Tosis rejects Rashi Shita that Yadati is going to be believed alone by one person. Vahachi Mefarish Rabbeinu Meshulam. And how does Rabbeinu Meshulam learn? Atu ki amar yadanu shnayim. The Achronim point out that the Lashon is Yadinan. Atu ki amar yadanu shnayim. Plural. If two people said Yadinan, me'alma shekimu getzeh, milo mehemni, of course he would believe. Aholu mahani bazakiyum. The mahani b'shar shtar is also lechlufei. The Gemara comes back and the Gemara says, but Yadanu is going to be believed, Rava says back to Rava. In other words, there's no difference between Kiyum Shtaros and Get, because when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, if the guy would say, two guys would say Yadanu, they're Neman, and by Get, if you say Yadanu, you're going to be Neman. And therefore, Asi Lechlufei B'Kiyum Shtaros. What would be Asi Lechlufei B'Kiyum Shtaros? The Halacha L'Maisa, according to Tosos, is, Lufi Rabbah, that if two fellows could come in and say Yodanu Shaget Kasher, according to Rabba, that will not be acceptable because you're not verifying Lishma. But according to Rabba, it's also human, and the Yodanu is going to work. So according to Rabbeinu Meshulam, how do we read the Lashon HaGemara? In contrast to Rashi, first we'll read according to Rashi, then we'll read according to Tosis. According to Rashi, V'rova Omer Lecha Atu Achiki Omer Yaidinon Milo Mehamni, Rashi is going to say, is the word Yaidinon not work Befan and Echle Fan Echle even according to with what? And therefore Vaday Asa Lechlufe Bikim Shtaros. Says, tells us, really, if you said Befan and Echtam, you would never be Asa Lechlufe Bikim Shtaros even according to Rava. Why? Because Befan and Echtam is with one, Kim Shtaros is always with two. However, if the guy said Yaidinon, two guys say Yadina, then it works for Get. Why? Because Get, you don't need to verify the Lishma according to Rav. All you need to do is Tekiyum. And two people are going to work. Rabosai, just in Pshat, there's no Lomdus here. What's the Yisod HaMachlokas between Rabbeinu Meshulam and Rashi? Why is it that according to Rashi, the Halacha is that one is going to work, Yadati is going to work? While according to Rabbeinu Meshulam, Lefi Rav, only two for Yadan is going to work. What's the Yisod HaMachlokas? Now, Tosis tells us he thinks Rashi's crazy because he looked through the Masechta. Just today, it was this guy I wanted to discuss with you, La Halacha. I managed came in today planning to discuss Halacha. Just this. It could still, but I don't know, I just feel like I'm so entrenched in this thing, it's very hard to pull myself out. So today I mentioned to Rav Nemensal a fascinating chiddush of Tzvi Pesach Frank that maybe we'll discuss next week. And so Nemensal said he didn't like it on both grounds. He didn't like it misvara, and he explained away. Ruxi Pesach Frank's Raya. Every time you can have machlokis between Gedolei Torah, whether it's Gedolei Torah of present generation, or you can have Gedolei Torah from time of Rashi and Tosas, there'll be two levels to machlokis. Number one, they'll explain why logically they don't think it's correct. And number two, they'll explain why the rayos that the other person brings are not correct. But Tzvi Pesach Frank had a raya to his Yisod. So Rav Nemensal needs to explain why that raya is not correct. What's the Yisod over here in the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosos? Why is it that Rashi say that one is going to believe versus Tosos that says only two? What's the Yisod of Machlokas? So Tosos will tell us why it's wrong, as I just said, why it's wrong in Shas. You don't see this anywhere in Shas. Rav Nemensal argued the Mishnah doesn't say this. Tosis argues, the Gemara never says it must be wrong. But then there's another level. Obviously, Rav Nevinsal needs to explain why logically, he's not based on himself, it's based on Rav Shlomo Zalman Urach, why logically Rav Shlomo Zalman wouldn't learn this way. So what's the logic over here? The way they read Shas, that we have Tosis three kashas, we mentioned one of them. But what's the inherent logic in the Machlokas Rashi tells us? And here I'm not asking even for a svara. I'm asking just to make sure that we understood pshat. Who could suggest? Pshat. What I'm going to say is black and white. I'm not creating a new svara. Black and white. What's the yisod between Rashi and Tosis? Take Shana Gimel also. Me and the Shana Bet guys are white. Yeah. What can you say? Anybody? You didn't get to see all the Tosis. That's part of the. It's in Tosis. Tosis said in Dibra Maschil Hacha. Tosis over here said that when a person says Befanai Nechta, Befanai Nechtam, he's Diek Tfei. Right? And for Tosis, that's the Chiddush of why Befanai Nechtam works. That Yisod, Tosis' Mechadesh, applies Bein L'Rabba, Bein L'Rabba. I may even yavin it, it's a chidush. But he says it applies Bein L'Rabba, Bein L'Rabba. And therefore, Tosis says back to Rashi, the Fanai Nechtam is unique that one aid is going to be believed. However, we have no source that Rashi agrees with this. What did Rashi say, Bidas Rabba? Rashi said, Bidas Rabba, that really there's no difference between Lefi Hamarshal there's no difference between kiyum shtaros and get. That was a chiddush of Marshal. But even the Masoras Hashas agrees that at the end of the day, Rava holds that kiyum shtaros and kiyum aget are the exact same thing. What does it mean that they're the exact same thing? That the Fanai Nechtav of Fanai Nechtav is doing the exact same thing as Yodati. There's no source that says that the Fanai Nechtav is doing anything different than Yodati is doing. Taisis Lishitasa was Mechadesh, that even though Kiyum Shtaros and the Fanai Nechtav are the same thing, nevertheless, the Fanai Nechtav is Dayik Tvei. But Yesh Lachkor, what is Bafanei Neftah, Bafanei Neftah? Even according to Rava, there's a sheet of the Marshal that says that Bafanei Neftah, Bafanei Neftah is just a Kiyum Ashtar. Chidush Otsum. But Lefi the Masoras Hashas, for sure, according to Rava, Ladas Rashi, there's no difference between Bafanei Neftah and Kiyum Shtaros. They're the exact same thing. And therefore, of course, one is going to be able to say Yadati. Because Bafanei Neftah, Bafanei Neftah is Yadati. It's the exact same thing. Again, Ad Kedei Kach, that even according to Rava, they could be doing the same thing. In the sense that Bafanei Neftav is being Mekayim L'Shtar. The Mekayim et Petaras L'Shma V'Amevin Yavim. But according to Rava, they're managing the exact same things. Comes along Taisus, and Taisus is Mechadesh. Taisus is the Chidush. Taisus says, even though Rava holds that what we have over here is kiyum shtaros, kiyum aget, but still b'fanai nechtav, ooh, that has dust, that has magic dust. Lo mar enafshe, it's a higher nemonus. It's a higher nemonus. Therefore, the halacha is that it's going to believe more. That's the omek in the instruction tells us. Mirtz Hashem, we'll get back to the Mineu Bey of the Tosas. I want you to be able to read the four stages of the Mar Aliba the Rashi, Aliba the Tosos. You should be able to do it. And then the bonus is the difference between the Maharshal and the Masoras Hashas.